North Korea is resisting international pressure to freeze a nuclear energy program that the U.S. fears could be used to make atomic bombs. The North Korean ambassador to China said today that his country is acting in self-defense against U.S. aggression. Diplomatic efforts to avoid a nuclear crisis are continuing, but as Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, both sides appear to be waiting for the other to make concessions.
The rare press conference at the North Korean embassy here was clearly intended to counter several days of intensive diplomacy in which the U.S., China, Russia, and other major powers have tried to talk Pyongyang out of its nuclear ambitions. North Korean ambassador to China Cho Soo-jin said that the Bush administration was to blame for the current standoff and said the situation continued to worsen by the day.
The reason for this lies in the fact that the Bush administration listed the DPRK as a target of its preemptive nuclear attack and part of its axis of evil.
Cho insisted that the only way to restart talks with the U.S. and end the stalemate was for Washington to guarantee the security of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK for short, with a non-aggression treaty. Washington's current policy towards Pyongyang is contradictory, Cho argued. Washington says it has no intention of attacking North Korea, yet it will issue no guarantee. It says it wants a peaceful solution to the crisis, yet it refuses to negotiate without preconditions. And, he added, it tries to unfairly pressure North Korea by internationalizing the issue.
And if the other country is concerned about the solution of the nuclear issue in the Korean Peninsula, they should urge the U.S. to give us security guarantee. If they cannot do this, it would be rather better for them to be quiet.
But the head of South Korean president-elect No Moon-hyun's transition team told the Yonhap news agency today that No is considering brokering just such a deal. The U.S. would guarantee in writing North Korea's security, and Pyongyang would agree to freeze its nuclear program. No may suggest the deal next week at a trilateral meeting between the U.S., South Korea, and Japan to coordinate policy towards North Korea. Of course, neither side wants to be the first to accept preconditions or make concessions. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said today that the U.S. has no intention of renegotiating the 1994 agreement that froze North Korea's nuclear program. Cho said that the U.S. stance left it little choice. While targeting North Korea with nuclear weapons, Cho said, the Bush administration gave up its commitment to supply heavy oil to North Korea under the 1994 agreement, so we were compelled not to implement safeguards to freeze our nuclear program. Pyongyang's rhetoric is unlikely to soften, observers say, at a time when it has several factors to its advantage: the U.S. preoccupation with Iraq, South Korea's presidential transition, and a strong wave of anti-American sentiment among South Korean students. For NPR News, this is Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.